down what America's talking about. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steppen.
Michael Harrison is here with the Talkers Charts for the week of December 10th to the 14th. He runs Talkers.com, the place to go every day to find out what's going on, your radio host that you like, what the big topics of the day are. Lots of summary material about what's going on in the business. It's a wonderful website, and the way stories are handled, I think you find that once you read them, you do have the inside track to information, because it covers pretty much everything that's going on. So we'll start with our stories and list the people, and then we'll talk about some of the things that are going on this week in the world of News Talk Radio. All right, Michael.
Thank you very much,
the stage. The time is yours.
Well, I appreciate it, and I appreciate the nice introduction. Here are the 10 biggest stories on talk radio this past week on news talk stations such as the one that people are listening to right now. At number 10, NFL action. At number 9, the 12-12-12 concert. At number 8, looming Obamacare costs. At number 7, the North Carolina Choose Life license plate case. At number 6, the Australian DJ prank fallout. At number 5, Syria violence and Egypt instability. We have a North Korean rocket test at number 4. The Portland Mall shooting at number 3. The Michigan right to work law at number 2. And the fiscal cliff at number 1. Most talked about people, at number 10, Mick Jagger. At number 9, Michael Christian and Mel Grieg. Jacob Tyler Roberts at 8. Bashar al-Assad and Mohamed Morsi at 7. Kim Jong-un at 6. Hillary Clinton at 5. Rick Snyder at 4. Number 3 is Harry Reid. Number 2 is John Boehner. And number 1 is Barack Obama. Kind of all over the place. And that's literally and figuratively.
All right, we like that when it's all over the place.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about some of the, I think we need to talk about some of the people involved in our business. The one of the fellows that I first met when I went to work at KABC in the mid-90s, 1994, the first person I met when I went on to the radio station was Ray Bream. Fellow who'd been on the radio station for a long time. If you're, I was at first thinking, well, if you're not on the West Coast, you don't remember Ray Bream. But in fact, Ray Bream was a part of that network structure, the first sort of all talk network, and he was on around the country when ABC was doing their 24 hours of talk. Was he not?
He was. He was for a brief period of time. I mean, relative to the constantly lengthening history of the modern era of talk radio, he was on briefly nationally, but. Ray Bream was predominantly a Los Angeles and Southern California radio personality, and he was big, big, big there at a time when most radio personalities were local. So, you know, it's hard to judge Ray Bream against people like Limbaugh and Hannity and Michael Savage and, you know, the big national Glenn Beck, the big national stars, people like you who have national shows in hundreds of markets. But in that day, being number one on overnights with a talk show in Los Angeles was a very, very big accomplishment. And he's one of the great pioneers of the modern era of talk radio. And as you know, being a historian of this subject and a student of it, the great pioneers of the modern era were doing it before the modern era.
Yes.
Go back to a time that is just at this point, unfortunately, a distant memory, because it was great radio.
Oh, man, wasn't it? He was a real gentleman. As well, a fun, just interesting guy to talk to, and I am thankful that I had the opportunity. When I was working at that radio station, I think I've told you this, and I think I've said it on the air, I pinched myself every time I walked into that place because of the people who were working there that had such amazing careers and so much success. Michael Jackson was there at the same time.
Mm.
And they talk about two fellas who are absolute legends.
Yeah, you and I have both had that experience. It's very hard to explain to somebody outside of this business of working at radio stations where you want to pinch yourself that you can't believe you're actually there.
Right.
I guess it's akin to a sports figure, a baseball player or a football player, suddenly being in the lineup at Yankee Stadium or being in the Super Bowl within our industry.
I remember when you were on WNEW-FM in the morning. And,
right.
Oh, I don't remember because I couldn't hear you, but I remember when you were there, and that has to have been my friend Dick Summer was there along with a lot of the other people that were legends, and that would be how we would all talk about these things.
Oh, well, I'll never forget the first time you do the first show on a big, big station. I've been on many stations in my career, and I'm very blessed to have a colorful career. But the highlights were those legendary stations. And when I took over mornings on WNEW-FM in New York, which was a gigantic radio station, I was only 21 or 22 years old.
Good Lord, I didn't know you were that young.
Yeah, I was the number one FM disc jockey in New York in the early 70s, in my early 20s. Very different time of my life, very different experience. But I've hosted shows on WABC.
Yep.
I've hosted shows on some of the biggest stations in the country. And radio stations, at least in those days, were like, you know, historic monuments. They were like Yankee Stadium or Fenway Park or the White House or, you know, the Statue of Liberty. They were like cathedrals to the Church of Radio.
You know, I was talking to a fellow you talked to. Oh, no, I put him on to you, I think. I can't remember whether you talked to him first or I did, and I sent him to you. A fellow who's doing a thesis on the growth of political talk radio. And I tried to get him to focus, and I think he got the message, on not just the birth of political talk radio, but what went on in the early years of syndicated talk radio. Some of the great stars, some of the people that we all either worked with or listened to, and to kind of get the reality of how those people were then versus what we have to listen to now. And I guess in part, Michael, I'd like to go, if I may, into this prank. The number six story this week is the prank call fallout from it, the two radio personalities in Australia, and how somehow this has gotten wrapped around what goes on in America and the people pounding their fists. Yeah, see, I told you we have to have we have all these FCC rules and regulations. We got to do all this. It's horrible. It didn't even happen in our country, for God's sakes. And people are, and we all know because of this sort of thing and the corporatization of our industry, it has had a chilling effect on what people do on the air. Is that appropriate or not appropriate?
Well, you know, free speech is a funny thing. Obviously, it's the most important thing we have. It's the foundation of all freedom, and it's certainly the foundation of what America's about. So I'm all for free speech, but free speech means the government can't control what you say. It doesn't mean companies can't have their standards, have their formats, have their tastes. And it doesn't mean that if you go and you say something controversial or offensive, that other people can't retaliate by saying bad things about you or even boycotting your goods and services. So free speech is a complicated subject. That being said, we're going through a period where we're really dealing with what we call the coarsening of our culture, and we're trying to decide as a society whether we want to be nice or whether we want to be nasty, whether we want to be the Federation or we want to be the Klingons. And that's really what it's about. It comes down to that. There's a lot of, I call it soul searching. The terrible tragedy that happened in Australia, which it was a foreign country to America, but the Australian radio system is not that different than American. It's got some nuanced differences, and certain regulations are different, but it's not that different. It could have happened here. We do have morning shows like that that do prank calls, and the question arises, how far do you go where you take into consideration people's feelings and the consequences of that? And also the other question is, how silly do we want to be? Are we at a point in our culture and our evolution where we want to be a little bit more serious? That doesn't mean it can't be fun, but
silly.
Do we
really
want to be, you know, sophomoric?
Yeah, I want to be sophomoric. I want to be silly as much as possible. Michael Harrison with us. We'll have a final comment from the fellow that runs Talkers.com on the Talk Countdown in a moment.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the call to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Running a facility, chances are managing inventory isn't your favorite part of the day. Stocking and tracking, ordering and organizing. All necessary evils eating up your time. That's why Grainger's KeepStock services help you manage your inventory more efficiently. From basic labeling and scanning to secure dispensing machines, putting you in total control. Often allowing you to buy less, making things seem, well, not so evil anymore. Contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature births. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs to help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Michael Harrison from talkers.com is here. We're discussing the stories, the hits, if you will, of the week. And I guess when it comes to the people who are on the air, one of the big stories is the movement or progress of Laura Ingraham returning to the airwaves with a fellow that you've worked with a lot and she worked with a lot. It's kind of an interesting correlative when you look at how some companies can grow in an era when there isn't a lot of growth.
Yeah, well, Laura Ingraham is now joining a broadcast executive by the name of Norm Pattis, who's a kind of a legendary figure in modern radio. He's a guy that's done an awful lot, and he's risen beyond radio. He was even a member of the Broadcasting Board of Governors. He's the winner of the Freedom of Speech Award from Talkers Magazine. He's quite a guy. And Laura Ingraham recently ended her association with her syndicator, went off the air for a couple of weeks now, and just announced that she's coming back into the business with a new syndication company that was recently launched by an old syndicator.
Right.
Old syndicator, new company.
Never die. Old syndicators never die. They recreate themselves, and it is kind of interesting. But you know what? It's the scrappy young companies, and Pattis put together a number of companies, names and times and places aren't important to the story, but he knows how to do this from the grassroots, and that's what really will help save and move our business back into thrival, not survival mode.
Well, let's hope so. Certainly, a lot of it depends upon lots of new people owning lots of radio stations. So we have lots of voices and companies involved.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Well, it's always good to get your perspective because that's what the program is built around. Michael Harrison, who's the editor of Talkers.com with all the stories that are pertinent. Check out every day what the Talkers headline story is at Talkers.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Check out StunGunMikes.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMikes.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMikes.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMikes.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Are you looking for a great one-of-a-kind gift idea? Then look no further than www.daffgadgets.com. They have radio-controlled planes, helicopters, buggies, cars, and more. How about an insane horsehead pillowcase, MP3 accessories, or even an iPhone 5 wallet case? Visit www.daffgadgets.com and be sure to check out their featured gadgets page. Shipping is only $9.99 and is shipped within 7 days or less. Check out www.daftgadgets.com today.
J.J. Wiseman is responsible for legal adaptations and interpretations of some of the stories that we have on the Talkers charts this week. The week of December 10th to 14th is no exception, as Steve, first of all, is called upon to explain the Michigan right-to-work law, which is number two this week on our countdown.
You know, right-to-work laws, and it's not unique to Michigan, there are a lot of states that require people, if they are going to enter into certain professions where there are unions, that they don't have a choice. If you are going to work for this company, you have to be in the union. What Michigan is doing, and they're doing it in an effort to lure more business into the state, because obviously large businesses would prefer not to have to have the unions if they didn't have to, is it allows the worker the ability to choose whether to join a union or not. And this is one where certainly I have mixed feelings. Unions seem to have an inordinate amount of power when they really don't represent that significant a portion of workers in America, and seems to be less and less. But somehow the idea of it's anti-worker to refuse to join a union seems a little bit odd to me.
Right. When unions were necessary around, I guess, maybe after the railroads were built, is sure. This not that you can make an example, or you can make, I guess, a case for big businesses, unbridled money, taking advantage of the worker, the old coolie days, the slave days, and this was an outgrowth of that, the recoil against using human beings in the way that they were used for a lot of the labor that made America great.
No, I totally agree with you, and I think one reason there are fewer unions is it is not that oppressive a situation today. I think the laws are such that where unions are needed and workers want to unionize, they absolutely can. But forcing someone to join a union, to me, makes the union as much of a bully as the
businesses were. And they bully the people that are in there if you don't give to their campaign of choice.
Oh, yeah.
And then, and there are plenty of people that don't want the politics that the unions ascribe to. And you're right, they have the public employee unions especially. I wonder how they're going to handle that in Michigan and other. How do they handle public employee unions in the 24 states that are right-to-work states now?
Well, there you do join, and I think they've stayed away from dealing with that just because the big reason for having these laws on the books, the right to work, is to attract business, and having attracting a business is not going to be an issue with the public union, so they avoid that contest.
So the people that are out there yammering, especially United Auto Workers, you've ruined our world, it's terrible, it's awful. It's just so much hyperbole, isn't it?
You know, I think it is. You have to look at situation by situation, and I'm not saying that corporate America, I could start on there about the abuses there. They're tremendous. But I'm not sure that a huge union movement where required, you know, it's like some, I think it was Dick Gregory once said about the Vietnam War, you know, if democracy is as wonderful as we want it to be, and we do think it is, we don't have to cram it down somebody's throat. If the unions are as great as these union people say they are, people will join them. So if you're forcing someone to join, something's wrong with this picture.
All right, next item, number three in the countdown this week is the shooting at the Portland Mall. Are the folks that own the mall vulnerable here? Who gets sued, or is anybody getting sued?
You know, it's hard to say at this point. I don't think, here again, it's a matter of taking reasonable precautions. And these days, after the types of shootings we've seen at theaters and in malls, there have to be some kind of security. But that being said, frankly, I'm more concerned about mall cops being armed than they are the rare shooter that comes in there. I'm more concerned about untrained security people overreacting. So it seemed like the response was pretty prompt and pretty efficient, and unfortunately you can't protect against every wacko out there.
Hello, George Zimmerman, are you there?
Yeah, exactly.
That's really what that's about. But the people who say this is the time for people to conceal their weapons, bring them to the movie theater, or stuff like that. Let's say you're in a... I have, in the town I live in, there are 16 movie theaters altogether. So let's say some guy comes in with a gun, he starts shooting up Theater 1, and the only guy in the place that has a gun is in Theater number 2. So how are they going to get to him? They're not going to stop anything. It just seems preposterous. I've heard so many people call talk radio programs this week and say, we need it, including Lars Larson, the host out in Portland, says, I take a gun with me everywhere I go, and if I'd have been in that theater, it wouldn't have happened. What do you mean? How are you going to stop it?
Yeah, it isn't. You know, unfortunately, life is a fatal disease, and you can't protect against everything. And very often, I'm more concerned about the elements of protection. You talked about about George Zimmerman, who's a good example that the idea of universally arming everyone. No, that's not going to prevent problems. If anything, it's going to create more problems.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, check out his website, scamaside.com. He's our lawyer on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Down what America's talking about. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steppen.
Continuing now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with our featured Talk Radio guest. The host this week is Brian Wade, who's on News Talk 102.3 FM and AM 1240 KXYL, the power of information in Brownwood, Texas. Brian is the co-host of Mornings with Brian Wade and J.R. Williams. So we are here to tackle the big items, not only the popular things that we discover from doing our research for Talkers.com, Brian, but also, and actually maybe more importantly, I'm more interested in having you tell us stories about what's going on in your neck of the woods. So if I said to you, if you're creating a talk radio countdown show for your listeners, is there a blend of national, regional, and local? Or does local take it away? What are you, for example, this past week, what have you been discussing on your program that are sort of the hot hits in your area?
Well, first let me say a big thank you for allowing me the opportunity. I'm honored and privileged to get to visit with you guys. I'm a listener. I'm a fan. So it's kind of neat to be on the other side here and get to visit with you a little bit. Featured, I don't know, that sounds a little too official, but we'll take it. Lots of things happening around our area that have really garnered some national news. We've been talking a little bit about the wastewater treatment plant here and recycling wastewater. As you know, Texas has been in a horrible drought now, continuing, and it's caused a lot of cities to have to do some pretty drastic things to ensure that they've got water for their citizens. We rely solely upon Lake Brownwood, which last summer dropped to, goodness, about 28, almost 30% capacity. And so it really started causing everybody to kind of look and say, well, what are we going to do if the lake runs dry? That was something we'd never really had to contend with before. And so the idea of taking our wastewater that we normally just clean up and send on downriver, putting it back through a second filtration plant and reintroducing that back into our, as much as nobody likes to say it, back into our drinking water supply.
Yeah, it's really amazing how people are affected, obviously, by the immediacy of today's problem and how you want to figure out a way to either just talk about it or to solve. Do you feel like it's your job to solve some of these problems? Does it help people? Will they call in with ideas when you solicit guests, or are you there just to entertain? Where do you have that line in the sand?
Well, you know, as we said, the power of information is kind of our slogan, and that's really where we take it. We're a platform. We want to be able to present all ideas and all sides and let our listeners make their own opinion, make their own decision. And so, you know, we'll have people who come in and talk about the pros of it, and then we have those that come in and say, wait a minute, we're going about this all wrong. We don't need to spend $7 million on a plant for something like this. We can cut back in using water in these areas. And so we try not to, I'm not here to solve anybody's problems. I'm certainly not qualified to do that, but we just try to be a platform for everybody's opinions and ideas and let the listeners make their own choices.
Well, I think kind of the idea of having this sort of a problem and bringing it to the public. I guess I'm curious about your newspapers and other ways people can get information in the market where you are. Are you it? Is your website it? Or do you have sort of serious competition?
We do have a daily newspaper. They've been in existence for many, many, many years. But that's it. There's very slowly starting to be some TV coverage. Brownwood is a kind of an island. We're a town of about 21,000, and the closest bigger market is Abilene, San Angelo, Austin. We're about an hour and a half, 2 hours from any of the major big cities. So really, when it comes to our own news and our own information, we've got to generate it and present it ourselves here. Like I said, we don't have a whole lot of television coverage or anything like that. So yeah, we're a big piece of exactly how our listeners and our residents of Brownwood and Brown County get information about what's happening within their community.
All right. So that's good to know. I think every market is different. All right. So the wastewater treatment plant, how far along are you, and do you do the usual thing with the local authorities? Has the mayor been on and people that are in these companies that are trying to build these plants? Who do you bring on to try to inform the listeners as to how the fix is going?
Of talk in the last several city council meetings regarding the issue, and of course we report on those city council meetings, but then yes, we do have regularly our mayor who will come in and visit about whatever the hot topics are, and of course that's been one of them. Our city manager is a big listener of the program, and so anytime we mention a topic that is of concern to him, he'll call in and give us his opinions and thoughts. But as far as the process goes, is my understanding that we have been meeting with the TCEQ officials. Of course, they are very interested in this project, and we are meeting with great response from them. I mean, they understand the need, and they see the design and the plan of what we're trying to present, and I think we're just waiting on one final approval, which will remain. Once we get that approval, it is an approval that will stay approved, for lack of a better term, for a long time. So we're not under any gun to, hey, they gave us the final approval, we've got 18 months to build this plant. We've got some time now to sit back and say, okay, now that we've got the approval, if we get, you know, Noah's flood come in and fill up the lake and every tank for the, you know, square miles around here, then we don't need to worry about building that plant. But if this drought continues and the lake levels continue to fall, then, hey, we need to step it up and put this plant into action.
All right. So I don't want this to become just a single issue item, although I can hear the sort of interest that you have. How, by the way, well known are you in the community? You get around, do people see you on the street? I heard this morning, Brian, right on. Or do they say, Brian, where'd you come up with that idea? What the hell are you talking about?
Well, I get a lot of that, even though they do know me. I've been in this community now for about 17, 18 years, and I've got family members that have been here that long as well. We're all pretty involved with a lot of kids' activities. So, we're known. I'm known. And that's a good feeling. You know, I like to walk up and down the street and walk into Walmart and see people that I know and have them comment on things that they heard that morning, both good and bad. And that's part of what makes small market radio so great.
Right. Okay, so what are a couple of the other things before we get to the national items? What are some of the other things locally that are hitting hot buttons? And how do you keep from getting stuck on one thing if you're doing, a three-hour program every day? How do you keep from getting stuck on one thing?
A lot of things to talk about, and so that helps. You know, we talk a lot about local things, we talk a lot about state level issues, and try to hit on some of the important national issues as well. But you know, our goal as far as a morning show is to present information, but realize the time slot in which we're doing it. People are getting up, they're getting their kids ready for work, or kids ready for school, they're getting ready for work, and so we try to keep things pretty lighthearted and give them something fun to wake up to, not to shy away from any important issues, of course, but we want to try to do it in a way that, you know, they leave their house with a little bounce in their step and a little smile on their face. With that said, there are several other things that the city of Brownwood is dealing with right now. And really, when I talk about some of these, you're going to think, well, it doesn't sound like you guys are in any kind of a recession down there. And in a lot of ways, it hasn't really felt like that. We just finished building last year a brand new sports complex for baseball and softball with a huge new swimming pool. And we are now beginning renovations on another aspect of that where we're putting in 15 soccer fields. And so it'll be a whole new complex for the kiddos to be able to play soccer. One of the things that does for us locally here within our community is because Brownwood is so centrally located in the state, once we built that new softball and baseball complex, we saw a huge increase in the demand and the response to people wanting to hold state, you know, baseball and softball tournaments here, which means we bring in a couple of hundred kids and their parents and grandparents, and they fill up our hotels, they eat in our restaurants, they buy gas here, they stay here for a week at a time for a tournament, and so the economic impact has been huge, and we expect to see that again also with the soccer complex as it comes on.
Talking to Brian Wade from News Talk 102.3 FM and AM 1240 KXYL, the Power of Information station in Brownwood, Texas. He is on the radio there. You're getting a sense as to what goes on in that market. We'll turn it around now, turn the table around, and see if we can see what or hear. I always say see, and there's nothing to see. This is about hearing. We'll hear, Brian, overview some of the items that are national and see how important they are to the folks in Brownwood in just a moment. As we continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You push to talk, we've pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Are you tired of so-called experts telling you what to do all the time? You may be considering a mortgage to purchase or to refinance a home. Or if you're 62, you might be considering the government's reverse mortgage program. Well, don't believe everything you hear. Take your own action and call today for a free guide filled with up-to-date information on mortgages, home purchasing, renewing reverse mortgages, and credit restoration. The guides are free and full of facts you need to know. The Center for Sound Consumer Advice is dedicated to keeping you informed. Still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America, where since 2004, there's never been a fee and never, ever even one complaint. Call today for your free mortgage guide. Call 800-593-6405. That's 800-593-6405. Call today for your free mortgage guide. Again, that's 800-593-6405.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand. Firmly. For a solid 3 seconds. But it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Brian Wade from News Talk 102.3 FM, KXYL, is here as our featured talk radio countdown show guest here. The interest is in blending. You have me on the station, so you've got some other national programs, I'm sure. So do you feel like you even want to talk about some of these issues? Maybe how does the fiscal cliff affect us here? There's a right to work law in Texas now, so you don't have to deal with what Michigan is dealing with. Shootings, gun control, all of this stuff. I mean, I can't imagine anybody there caring much about the North Korean rocket test. I frankly don't care about it myself. I'm interested in how you handled the prank, the radio pranksters, and the fallout from that, which is a big item. It's number six this week on our countdown nationally.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about that. Obviously, it hits kind of close to home, all of us being DJs ourselves. But, I don't know. It sounds to me like, and I'm not, certainly don't want to make light of the situation. It was a tragedy, obviously, that happened with the nurse, taking her own life. But clearly, it would seem to me as though there were other issues involved with this person's life prior to this prank phone call. Again, unfortunate as it was, but still, I mean, that just seems like, wow, pretty drastic response to that happening, you know?
Well, what about the way it's been portrayed in some of our news media, like it had happened here? We have to rein in those talk show hosts. We have to do something about those people on the radio. It's irresponsible. Yakety yak, yak, yak. You can hear from my tone that it's not something that just the overreaction to things.
Yeah.
And I wonder how you deal with that. People overreacting, sometimes you spend a lot of time, or at least what you have to say about things, seems to be unrealistic. And I mean you personally, I'm just talking in general, how silly and over the top it maybe just reflects on News Talk Radio in general because the news is so poorly done.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think once we started this whole 24-hour news cycle where people, producers and everybody else felt like they had to come up with news because now we've got 24 hours to fill, I think it really just destroyed a lot of what we used to call true, actual journalism, you know? And then
right.
You look for, and then you end up with stuff like this, where an incident where it was unfortunate and it was bad has got to be made into something bigger because we got time to fill.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And that maybe isn't the case with you. What other programs, just out of curiosity, do you carry on that station?
Well, we precede you. You're on in the mornings, and then us. Glenn Beck is on from 9 to 11. And then we follow that with Rush Limbaugh from 11 to 1, Sean Hannity. Then we have another local program called Going Home with Mark Cope. That's an hour long. And then Dave Ramsey in the evenings.
So you have a lot of the typical fare.
Sure.
That's there. The discussion politically, would you say your community is typical of Texas, i.e. Rick Perry supporters, not happy about Obamacare, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely our county is Republican, although that was not the case several years ago, but it certainly is the case now.
Mm-hmm. How much sports talk do you do there? The NFL, football is big. Do you ever get into the issues, the seedier side, senior side of football, for example, and all of the problems that seem to be surfacing regarding football and football players?
Yeah, being guys, we can't help but talk a little bit about sports. My co-host, J.R. Williams, has spent the last 25 years as a high school football referee, so he's very familiar with the sport and loves it and has a passion about it, especially as it concerns kids. Of course, Brownwood is a very, very rich in football history. Coach Gordon Wood here won several state championships, and so when you talk high school football in Texas, you can't say very much without talking about the Brownwood Lions, and that all just kind of leads to the college level. We're seeing a lot of standout college players now have come through the Brownwood football program, several of them down at UT, a couple at TCU and SMU, and it's been fun to watch them go on to the next level, which really just kind of brings the NFL a little bit closer to home for not just us, but our whole community. So, yeah, we end up spending a little bit more time now talking about the things happening in the NFL than perhaps we did 5 or 10 years ago.
So do people yell at me because of my feelings about the playing of the game?
No, We just kind of let them say what they want to say.
It's pretty obvious where I'm coming from when it comes to this sort of thing. It just, all right, so we'll not go off down that road. Matter of fact, we've gotten a lot of great stuff from you, Brian, and as the clock ticks, our time is up. Brian Wade from News Talk 102.3 FM and AM 1240 KXYL in Brownwood, Texas. He's obviously well tuned into the community. So now we learn, at least from his perspective, something else about one of the fine communities in our country and what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio there. Brian, my thanks for being on the countdown.
Boy, my privilege and honor.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Levine is here. Michael is the fellow responsible for operations at Levine Communications, LCO Online in Los Angeles, big PR firm. And I'd like to have him on the countdown to review some of the items that are on the talkers charts, the overview of things where there is a PR angle. And I think maybe one of them has to do with the fallout that's come from what these radio personalities did in Australia. You've handled radio personalities before. Under this circumstance, the people say, oh, this has got to stop. These sorts of things have been going on. I don't know if you've ever had to work on somebody's image to get them out of trouble, but it sort of reminds me, these stories remind me of that new Aaron Sorkin TV show on HBO, where Jeff Daniels stars as a TV anchor, and he seems to always be getting himself into trouble in his personal life, and they have to try to create, Sam Waterston runs the network, and he's trying to create ways of polishing up his image. So how do you polish or repolish the image of people who get into trouble by doing foolish things or silly things or fun things on the radio?
Well, the problem is that much of these controversial morning talk shows are impacted favorably by controversy.
Right.
They want controversy. And so it's, you know, it's a real catch-22 where you have the desire to get controversy and attention for the station and for the host because that drives ratings. On the other hand, not doing it to the degree of getting yourself in real and significant trouble, particularly legal trouble, it's a real challenge. I don't think these things are going to go away at all. I think this is a terrible, terrible tragedy, but I don't think it has an implication on some making a prank telephone call for a radio station in the least. Now, is there a legal liability? Oh, perhaps in some very far-fetched mind,
perhaps Gloria Allred could find a way to make it into a legal matter.
Did you see that she has a TV show, or she's a judge on TV now? Another?
Yeah,
did you see that?
I enjoy the show, actually.
I only saw it once, and I'm thinking, there's so many, there must be a dozen of these judge shows on syndication, television syndication.
Yeah, and they're very popular.
Yeah, apparently they are.
But be that as it may, I don't see it as it relates to your question, will this have a deep implication on stopping these? I don't think it will.
No. All right. Well, the corporations can decide. They're the ones that will put a stop to it. It isn't about the government. So you've been on television a lot talking about reality TV.
I have.
Reality radio. Is the Gloria, are these judge shows considered reality TV?
No. No.
They are.
But I'm not even sure what's considered reality television anymore, because apparently there's not as much reality to reality television as one might think. It's been feared and suspected that many of these shows have some scripted elements to it, at least in some overarching.
Wasn't there something that came out this week about that?
Yeah, in fact, Storage Wars is a law. There's a lawsuit against a show called Storage Wars. I was on Good Morning America reporting on this earlier in the week. There's a lawsuit by one of the people appearing in this very popular television show called Storage Wars on A&E, and he says this is as much reality as, you know, my doing the laundry.
It's scripted.
It's all scripted, right?
Yeah, right. All right, so it's a bunch of hooey. It is amazing, though, who knows what with the Housewives of New Jersey, the Real Housewives of Miami, the Real Housewives of New York, the Real Housewives of Los Angeles. Good God. But who's got time to watch all? I am amazed, Michael, at the time it takes to keep up with all of these shows and how many people know so much about what's going on with them.
I think that's a great point, my friend. You know, it's hard to know. But I think what's more interesting about reality television is what it says about us. And I've made the point for some time that I believe that technology is the enemy of reverence, that as we become a more and more and more technologically sophisticated society, we become definitionally a less reverent, less sacred people. And now we're celebrating the most outrageous stuff on television. And this, my new personal favorite is the Amish Mafia.
Huh? I haven't even seen that one. Where's that?
This is good stuff. I mean,
the Amish Mafia.
Yeah.
Good Lord, it is crazy what people have time to watch or what they're interested in watching. So many different choices.
Yeah.
All right, Michael Levine is here. Check out his daily news blog, lbnalert.com. I read it every single day.
God bless you, Doug.
From, as they say, cover to cover, but it's top to bottom, actually. Yeah, it's online. LBNEalert online. Michael Levine here on The Countdown.
Over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.